Hello, everyone. Welcome to Deacon 5. This is Deacon Greg, and today is April 2nd, 2026, Holy Thursday. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. "For this reason," he said, "not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Reflection. Follow the model of Jesus. Today we hear the scripture readings of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. Let's imagine that we are there among the 12 apostles. It is evening and we are getting ready to have supper with Jesus. Then we see him get up to do something. The following questions may have gone through our minds. What is my master doing? Why is he tying a towel around his waist? Why is he preparing a wash basin? Then we see Peter questioning Jesus, and our Lord tells him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Then we see Peter first refuse to have his feet washed, but then relents when Jesus tells him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." As Peter then wanted almost his whole body washed. But then Jesus shared that only his feet need to be washed. The 12 apostles must have been astonished as they watched Jesus wash their feet. Why would he do that? Then Jesus shared to the disciples, "If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. What a beautiful example our Lord Jesus is teaching us. Jesus is showing us how to truly serve one another, what we should do, that the way to truly following him is to lead a life of humility, to be willing to wash one another's feet, to be willing to get on our knees in order to wash one another's feet, to really help one another by allowing the light of kindness and gentleness to begin from within our hearts and to love everyone, to be willing to wash another's feet, even to a poor person who may have walked all day searching for food without any sandals, no shoes, to help provide medicine, to dress one another's wounds, to provide water for the thirsty, food for the hungry, provide our presence for the grieving, to find help, to find shelter for the ones who have no home, or refuge for the ones seeking safety away from the violence occurring in their home country, to share of our blessings and humbly serve and love one another. Let's follow the model of Jesus. Action for today. In prayer, ask God to continue to increase our faith, to help us to overcome any reservations or discomforts we may have that prevents us from following Jesus' example of humility, service, and love. Ask our Lord Jesus to strengthen and guide us through his Holy Spirit, to be willing to help one another, even the stranger who approaches us, and everyone that we meet. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. To learn more about us, for other reflections, to engage in ministry, and to submit prayer requests, visit our website at deacon5.com.